Exercise 38, Topic 1. Listen to a short conversation, then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between two students.
It doesn't seem right that I have to take Earth Science 100.
Why not? I took it, and it's really an interesting course.
I know. It's just that I took so many science courses in high school, I don't think I'll learn anything new. But I have to take it because it's a prerequisite for Environmental Science 300, and that's a required course for my major. So you see my problem?
Well, let's think about this. If you take the prerequisite, you'll get credit for it, and the course will be an easy A, right?
I guess so.
Then if I were you, I'd just take Earth Science 100 as a sort of review, then take Environmental Science 300 next semester. You could spend more time on your other classes.
Yeah, I could do that.
Or you could talk to the professor, the environmental science professor, I mean. You could just ask for an exception to the prerequisite. Tell him you'll take a test or something to prove that you already know the material.
Could the professor do that?
Absolutely. It's his class, and he can allow anyone he wants to in it.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that the man makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
The woman has a lot of background in earth science from high school courses, but she's being required to take an introductory earth science course as a prerequisite for an environmental science course that's on her major program plan. The man suggests that she take the earth science anyway because it'll be easy and she'll probably get an A in it. He points out that she can spend more time on other courses because she won't need to spend much time on the earth science. But when she seems reluctant to do that, he recommends that she speak with the professor to request special permission to take Environmental Science 300 without the prerequisite. She already understands the material, so he tells her that she could offer to take a test. I think the woman should speak with the professor because if she gets permission, then she can take another course that will teach her something new instead of spending time and money on reviewing material she already knows.
Exercise 38, Topic 2. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between two students.
We have to make a group presentation in my economics class, and you know how I feel about standing up in front of a group.
Yeah, I know. You always do a great job, though.
Thanks, but I get so stressed out.
Well, have you tried relaxation techniques, like deep breathing or closing your eyes and visualizing success? I used to go through my entire presentation in my head, and I even tried to imagine everyone applauding at the end.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'd be very good at that. Maybe the deep breathing, though.
Okay, then. You could just avoid being the presenter.
That sounds good. How do I do that?
Easy. Just offer to do the preparation. You know, like the handouts and overheads. In an economics presentation, you must have at least one chart to present.
Actually, we have four of them.
You see? Then let someone else do the talking. There's got to be someone in your group who enjoys being up front and center. Just so the professor knows that you did your part, and you can take care of that by handing in a list of the presenters and their responsibilities.
Describe the man's problem and the two suggestions that the woman makes about how to handle it. What do you think the man should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
The man's problem is that he's concerned about making a presentation in his economics class because of his fear of speaking in front of a group. One suggestion that the woman makes is for the man to try relaxation techniques like visualization and deep breathing before he makes the presentation. Another suggestion is to take responsibility for preparing the visual materials like handouts, charts, and overheads, and then ask another group member to speak in front of the class. But she tells him to be certain that the professor knows he's done his share of the work by including the names of the group members and their responsibilities as part of the material they submit. Well, I think that the man should try to overcome his problem by taking the opportunity to do some of the presenting in the class. By avoiding it, he isn't making much progress.